apparently house prices in Northern Ireland have risen for the 10th consecutive month. That's according to the latest survey from the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors. But the figures would also suggest that there's a two-tier housing market emerging, as house prices in Belfast are rising faster than those in other areas. Commentator John Manley and estate agent John Minister, both on the line this morning. Good morning to you both, John. I can't even distinguish you as two John M's. I'll have to give you both your full titles. So John Manley, let's start with you. What are these figures, do you feel, tell us? Should we be getting excited, should we?
Well, I suppose the figures you're probably referring to, Joel, are the latest survey from RICS, the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, which suggests, you know, house prices have bottomed out. The latest survey, 60% of estate agents said that in the final 3 months, compared to the final 3 months of last year and the first 3 months of this year, prices had generally risen, whereas 40 said they just about stayed the same. So I think we can indicate that even though if we give some consideration to the possible margin of error and that maybe estate agents have exaggerated things, as they're often inclined to do, it does indicate that in places the housing market has hit the bottom.
So this differential almost sort of geographically, do you agree with this? Belfast is maybe doing better, or was that not always the case?
Well, it has always historically been the case. And I think there's not a lot of detail in this latest survey. I suppose to see it, if we're going to drill down any detail, we have to see the government statistics that I'm not sure when they're due. But I would also say that, you know, there's maybe a two-tier system market operated in Belfast again as well. You know, the Northern Ireland property market, you know, has a couple of sort of quirky variables which help distort it more, you know, beyond what people may regard as normal. I'd say the first is our comparatively poor public transport system, where the rail network only serves half the population effectively, and this makes commuting less attractive than it does for comparable towns in Britain. And we also have our own unique sectarian geography, which blinkers people's options, you know, that then tends to concentrate that the greatest demand for houses in so-called shared spaces, and they're limited in those areas that we have those. And I'd say primarily that we're seeing increases in South Belfast and parts of East Belfast.
It'd be interesting to hear from people this morning, maybe who are trying to buy or sell at the moment. 0845955678, because John Minister, I mean, you know, you're an estate agent and you know, figures come out month to month and everybody looks at figures and we hear all sorts of things on the radio. But in terms of at the coal face, day in, day out, where's the market at, do you feel? I mean, geographically, where are you trying to, or where are the most of the properties you're buying and selling at the moment? Or sorry, trying to sell or trying to help people buy?
Well, Joel, good morning to you. This is the most positive the market has been. In terms of the...
For how long, roughly, do you feel?
Oh, for 7 years.
Okay.
The market is the best it has been, the most active, the most positive marketplace, with the most confidence. Confidence is back, and people have an appetite again now for home ownership, to purchase property. You mentioned two-tier market. Look, traditionally, that has really always been the case. And when you see a market that there hasn't been a lot happening in, it has to start somewhere. And really, that has started in Belfast, South and East Belfast particularly. And then it ripples out to the more outlying regions. And that's what we're witnessing. So it's really good news for everyone and good news for the economy.
Is that, John? Sorry, could you explain to us why it's good news for everyone and why it's good news for the economy?
Well, when you drive past building sites that have had no activity on them for so many years, now we're now seeing people in place, the construction firms there, building getting underway, and that has to be good for jobs as a whole. It has to be good for the economy.
Is it good for first-time buyers?
Well, first-time buyers are now back in their droves. I have to say, I mean, the first-time buyer end of the market is the place that is most active at the minute. In fact, you're seeing bidding situations from first-time buyers. So, yeah, it is good news.
And what sort of, I'd be curious to know what sort of bracket these, price bracket these first-time buyers are bidding in.
The price bracket for first of all depends what they can afford, but when you think of the market maybe starting at around 40, 50,000, anything up to 150 would be first-time buyer territory. You've also got investors now stepping back into the market, because now in Northern Ireland, house prices are such a level that you can buy property, you can rent it, and you can get a return from it. And no doubt with the positive activity we see and a little capital growth, that's a good long-term investment.
Well, I would say, I would counter that, Joe, by saying, you know, an increase in property prices should really reflect an increase in wages. You know, otherwise you get a bubble. And at the moment, there's certainly no indication that people's wages in Northern Ireland are rising. You take last week's jobs announcement, the Concentric's 1,000 jobs, I'm sure very welcome. The average wage there was about 15 grand. You take a couple they're possibly working at Concentric's, they could maybe only afford a house of around £80,000, £90,000, which is well below the average house price. So which would suggest the market needs to come down some more. You know, very often elements within the media confuse experts with those who have a vested interest in talking something up. You know, in this case, in the case of the housing market, those vested interests are estate agents, banks, advertisers, and some politicians.
Defend you. Well, I have to give John Minnis the chance to defend himself there.
Dietary advice from McDonald's.
John Minnis, you have a vested interest.
I sell houses. I rent property. That's what we do, but I can only tell you what, I mean, you mentioned it, we are at the coalface. I can only tell you what I'm experiencing.
You're talking it up because you can justify talking it up, not just because it's in your interest.
Not just because it's in my interest. You've asked me to commentate on what has happened in the marketplace recently, what the surveys are telling us, and they're telling us prices are more positive, prices are increasing. So, yes.
They say in certain areas.
That's right. I'm not telling you that it's happening right across the board, but I'm telling you that the report that has come out and the previous reports to that are correct. That's what we are witnessing.
Okay.
That's as much as I can comment on.
John Manley, John Minnis, thank you both very much.